All right, 20 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW, doing trivia here in just a minute. In the meantime, as with anything, we're always out here trying to help you be more productive at work. Well, no, we're not. Sometimes we're actually giving you websites that will cut into your productivity. But today, since it's Friday, just give you an idea as to what you could do to increase your productivity. We tell you the story this morning of Manish Setha. Manish Setha. Manish gets distracted from the interweb at work, and his productivity suffers because of it. But he came up with a pretty unique solution to this problem. He's hired somebody on Craigslist to slap him in the face when he gets off task. Yeah.
Come on in and just smack him.
Yep, Manish knew that he really wasn't being as productive as he could be. Now, all we know is his workplace. We don't know what that happens to be. So, instead, I like that. Okay, one more time.
Hang on.
No, it takes a while to reload. He knew that he wasn't being very productive. And so he installed a program called Rescue Time at rescuetime.com, which monitors what you do on your computer. Manish discovered that he was 38% productive. That meant almost 19 hours of his time during the test week was wasted mostly on social media sites. So he hired his face slapper, who he met at a coffee shop, sat down by his side for a day, smacked him in the face, and his productivity went to 98%.
Is it 98%. A pretty girl?
I don't know what she looks like. I have no idea what he or she looks like.
No, she's okay.
Okay. Anyway, get somebody to smack you in the face. I like that. All right, now and chew on this one. Caffeinated gum can improve your athletic performance if you start chewing it at just the right moment. Lots of studies have shown that caffeine can improve both running and cycling performance and can reduce the amount of pain and exertion that you feel during a physical activity. For that reason, caffeinated gum has become quite popular, quite the performance enhancer, if you will, that's legal, for not only recreational but highly trained endurance athletes. A Kent State University study, they wanted to find out exactly when athletes should start chewing gum. Researchers recruited a small group of trained bike riders and asked each man, to compete in a series of four cycling trials spread over several weeks and at different points. Before each of those time trials, the researchers had the men chew either a piece of gum that contained 300 milligrams of caffeine or a placebo gum. When the trained cyclist chomped down on the caffeinated gum 5 minutes before the trial, get this, they shaved off more than 2 minutes from their time.
Holy cats!
Which is pretty good.
That's huge in a time trial.
Yep, dropping from an average of roughly 40 minutes to 38 minutes. Chewing the caffeinated gum 1 or 2 hours before the trial did not result in performance benefits. So, apparently, right before is when you're supposed to do that. But also, they found out something else in this, which was that it doesn't even necessarily have to be gum that you chew. You can use a mouth guard, and you can increase your performance. Now, they did that, you know, because what happens is you clench your teeth. For instance, when you are doing strenuous work.
Sure.
They use, for instance, like a bench press as an example, and you clench your teeth, and by giving that cushion, if you will, of that that mouthpiece in there, it allows you to continue to have better blood flow in your teeth, and that apparently is supposed to help too.
No kidding. So nothing to do with caffeine on that one.
No,
just
on that
cushion.
One, just right. So either get the caffeine gum, or you know, you could put the caffeine gum inside the mouthpiece. That could work.
Well, we have to go to the corner office. That may be a consideration next time.
Yeah, the other thing they mentioned is that you need to keep your mouthpiece clean. He said, do what Granny does. That's soak your mouthpiece.
Granny, could I borrow your polygraph?
We never, ever did that either. Nobody ever kept their mouthpiece
Hello.
Clean.
Move over Viagra.
You know, the thing is, in the very beginning, I think when I was in school, we started really using mouthpieces regularly, and we had this thing that you'd stick in your mouth. It didn't match like your uppers or your lowers. You stuck it in your mouth and it had a little breathing hole in the middle of it. And so it looked like a giant pacifier, really.
I never knew you played sports, Scott.
Okay. Yeah, I really did. Yes, I did. And And the thing is, of course, they tasted nasty for about the first 3 weeks. Why would you think I never played sports?
I don't know. You just didn't strike me as a big sporty kind of guy.
You don't know that I was the sports director of a television station for 4 years.
No. Oh, yeah, I thought you were more on the thinking side than on the action side.
Hey! Hey! I resemble that remark.
Yeah, so there. That's it. Okay. All right. Here we go. Trivia. 695-1620. 695-1620. Trivia. This is for four tickets. Four tickets to any Sunday of the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Four tickets.
Four.
Do I need to get my Post-it note stickers out?
Well, in just a minute, we'll see. Do you have the answer? No. Huh? See? Uh-huh. Wait till I ask the question. This celebrity has appeared in more Super Bowl commercials than any other. 695-1620. Which celebrity?
Betty White.
695-1620. 695-1620. Oh! What's the answer?
That was my answer, Betty White.
Yeah, I know. That's not it. Thank you. Hi, what's the answer?
John Wayne.
Nope, thanks. More Super Bowl ads than any other celebrity. What's the answer?
Tom Landry.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. What's the answer?
Alec Baldwin.
No, he has done a lot, but
you're
that's
right.
Not it. What's the answer?
Hank Williams Jr.
No. Super Bowl commercials, the most by this celebrity. Who's the celebrity? What's the answer?
Clint Eastwood.
Nope, thanks. Hi, what's the answer?
Is it The Rock?
No, it's not.
Is it a real person?
It is a real person,
okay.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, Danica Patrick.
That's it. It's Danica Patrick.
Wow.
Oh, very good. All right, who's this?
This is Rick Littleton.
Rick Littleton?
That's correct.
What do you do, Rick?
I work at the big school.
All right, what do you have? Well, that's a big school. What do you do over there?
Microscopy center.
Well, you know, I was thinking you were the one who was over at the microscopy center. What does that mean? What do you do over there? What does a microscopy center do?
We have electron microscopes, and we look at little things, I guess you could say.
Itty-bitty things. So obviously you just knew that. You didn't have time to Google it, huh?
Oh, that's true.
All right, very good. All right, hang on. Okay, Kat, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know where we're located, Rick?
Yes, I do.
Top floor, Crystal Park Plaza. It's good for any Sunday while the Renaissance Festival is going on. Thanks a lot. 10 times. She's been to 10 different commercials.
Congratulations. Yes, because she's got all the GoDaddies.
Exactly. Now, but... See, that's the story, is that GoDaddy has hired a new advertising agency.
Uh-oh.
And Danica, who apparently makes $1 million a year just being a spokesperson for GoDaddy, may, in fact, not be in those new commercials.
They also sponsor her car.
Yes, they do. So we'll see how all that plays out. Of course, as you know, if you've seen the GoDaddy commercials, Danica is a very small part, so to speak, of the GoDaddy commercials.
Correct.
As far as what you're looking at.